Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Everywhere you look, biotechnology is being employed. It may be in medicine. It may be in designer foods, just what the doctor ordered. Or it may be to increase production to feed a hungry world. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Livestock prices have been good, but grain and oilseed prices just can't seem to get up off the mat. This week I had a chance to talk with the House Ag Committee Chairman, Larry Combest, Congressman Charlie Stenholm, Cal Dooley, and Senator Conrad Burns. I can't seem to see through the clouds, that silver lining that we're looking for. Where is it? Yes, anything can happen. A drought in South Africa, surprise demand of some kind. A lot of people are pinning their hopes on the next farm bill, but there's no real consensus on what it should look like. The House will be debating a new bill this month, but will the money be there to fund it? And when will the Senate bill be written? The Congress doesn't have as much money to spend as they thought they'd have. With a weakened economy, the tax revenue isn't flowing in as anticipated. In the long run, I'm not so sure we can count as much on the federal government. With less money to spend and fewer farmers for the politicians to answer to, agriculture simply doesn't have the clout it once had. We need to look to the marketplace. An encouraging sign is a growing demand for ethanol. Trade Promotion Authority would help us build new markets. Unfortunately, organized labor want to hold TPA hostage, demanding labor rules and environmental standards. If those standards are written into President Bush's trade negotiating authority, the developing countries, they won't want to deal with us. They don't want some other country dictating to them. Now, what would be our reaction if Europe tried to dictate minimum wage standards to us, our universal health care to us? We wouldn't even talk to them. These are confusing times. Fortunately, the current farm bill goes for one more year. And in the meantime, I guess we can pray for drought in some other part of the world. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.